At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is a podcast episode I have been waiting to make for 2 years, and that is that the AI Box app builder is officially live. I'm super excited to announce I've been working so hard on this, and so many of you have supported throughout the years by listening when we did our crowdfunding raise, investing in the company. And so we're really excited to announce that it is officially live. So we've created a vibe builder, just like a Lovable, but for building AI tools. You can go to our platform, describe the tool that you'd like to create, and our AI will connect all of the different AI models together and input all the prompts together to create that tool. You can go and edit it with no code. This isn't, like a vibe coder where you're trying to go and edit HTML after the fact. Everything is done with no code, and you're able to go and change. You're also able to create like screens to show off, interfaces to show off what your tool looks like, how to basically automate a lot of the tasks you do using these tools. So I'm really excited. I'm going to dive into all of that on the podcast today and show you how this works, show you some examples, build some things with the Vibe Builder today. I'll say that this episode would be the most useful if you're watching over on Spotify or YouTube because you can see what I'm doing. If you're on Apple and listening, that's fine. I'll explain what's going on, but really excited to show it off, and I hope that you all get a chance to try it. So let's dive into the platform and basically what's new and happening with AI Box. The first thing I'll mention is that AI Box, up until for the last 3 months, we've been testing all of our systems with the AI Box Playground. This is probably what a lot of you are familiar with. I've been super excited about how many people have been getting so much value out of the Playground. You get access to the top 40 AI models all in one place, so you don't have to get subscriptions to all of the different platforms. So we have audio, image, and text models on there. So this new builder is kind of the next generation. That was what we essentially built to test all of our systems out. And now we have the AI app builder that is officially here. It has intuitive drag and drop editing, so you can build really powerful tools in minutes, not hours. So yeah, let's get into what this tool actually looks like. So inside the platform on the left-hand side, there's a builder button that you can click on. I've actually started creating a tool here, but this page is typically blank. You can go ahead and click on create box. So we call these boxes, these tools here at AI Box, but you can go ahead and click on create box and we'll open up what the actual builder will look like. You can click on the sidebar and you can see all of the different AI models that you might want to use to build a tool. You can click and drag the AI models on. So, you know, I just dragged Opus 4.1 on, and you can literally put anything in there, run the tool. So I just put in, tell me a joke. It's running the tool, and it says, why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make everything up. So, you know, classic cheesy AI generated joke. Now, the cool thing is you can actually start to link these together. So you could, and I'll show you the AI builder, which I think is really cool. Let's go ahead and duplicate this. So now we have two of these tell me a joke things, but we're going to change the model. So we're going to open this up and have GPT-5 telling a joke and Opus 4.1 tell a joke. And then we're going to go ahead and grab maybe DeepSeek V3. And we're going to say, which joke is funnier? Now, we're going to see if this works, because I feel like I might have tried something like this in the past and DeepSeek was like, I can't tell what jokes are funnier because it's made in China or something. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to put two variable inputs in here. Which joke is funnier of these two? Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're actually going to link the outputs of these two models to it. So basically, we're feeding in both of the jokes into DeepSeek, and DeepSeek is going to decide which of these two jokes is funnier. Now, is this a real tool that I've used? No, but it's a pretty quick way to show you what it's capable of and how you can link things together. Okay, so Opus had their Adams joke. GPT-5's joke was, parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet. Okay, DeepSeek says, if you prefer puns for quick laughs, the Adams joke is likely funnier. If you enjoy clever, thoughtful humor with a twist of sadness, parallel lines joke might be more your style. Personally, I'd give the edge to the Adams joke for its immediate punch, whatever. Okay, so basically, it picked which one it thought was funnier. Now, if this was an actual tool that you're going to build, you know, I don't know, a joke judging tool. Two people tell their jokes and it tells you which one's funnier, right? I don't know. I think you can make a lot more impressive jokes. Oh, one other thing I'll say about this is, like, if you were actually trying to build a, like, a tool, you could say, tell me a joke about, and maybe you're going to do like a text input here. So a type of joke, and you can now let them like input what type of joke it's going to be, right? So maybe it's a dad joke, maybe it's a, I don't know, any type of joke. You could also do drop down menus so people could select. For this situation, we'll just have a text input here and tell me a joke. If we go over to the design page, it is basically letting you design what this tool is going to look like for people. So they're going to land on your page, they need to input their data, their joke maybe. And so you can actually style that. So you can make that orange, you can make it black, and you can make it purple, whatever. So we have a bunch of different styles that you can use. You can also totally customize them and change it. You can add like a background image of Albert Einstein, for example, if that's what you thought would be the best background for this joke making tool. So a lot of options though, I think, for brands. So this is kind of nice. And you can put your brand logo on here and stuff. And then you have the output section, which in this case, you know, let's say people input their jokes. I would probably just input, I'd probably just put the output that DeepSeek is rating them on. So if this is basically what people are going to see. So you can choose what people see once they run your tool on this page, because maybe you don't want them to see the jokes that were inputted or generated. In this case, we're generating jokes. In some cases, you could just literally be inputting jokes, just depending on how you build this. So this is the basic tool. You can also design what your listing is going to look like. So you can add a description and thumbnails and a title to this tool. All of this you can do. And you can add image, audio, text, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so very basic tool I just described. Now, if you want a little bit more of an exciting tool, I created a prompt for a newsletter tool that I was pretty excited about the output with. I'll show you guys what that looks like right here. So the prompt that I put in is to create a newsletter generation tool. You paste this into the AI bar at the bottom. This is the vibe builder. You have a bunch of different settings and options that you can add to this. So you can pick like what you want your text generation, image generation, and audio generation to be done by. I'm going to change this so that for image generation, I want it to be ideogram. I just find that that's the best. Audio generation, we'll do 11 labs, and then text generation. We're actually going to, let's change this text generation to be GPT-5. Okay, we're going to run this. I'll read you what it says while it's running because it's going to take a minute. But essentially, this says, create a newsletter generation tool. I need to be able to upload 3 full articles, and you need to summarize each one in 2 bullet points and generate a title for each one that is hyperfactual and 4 words long max. I've seen a bunch of like AI newsletters basically that I get that are actually really useful because they basically tell you whatever's happening in AI and they are just summarizing the key news stories. And if you don't want to sit there and read the full article or 10 articles every single day, it's a really good way to just like get the overview of what's happening. So in my prompt, I say each summary needs an image generated matching what's happening. Also generate an audio clip with 11 labs that gives a concise 250 word overview of all 3 stories. Also generate a relevant joke at the top of the newsletter and a related fact at the bottom. Okay, whole bunch of things here. This is super unformatted. I didn't even spell half the things correctly. My assumption is it'll be able to generate a tool and I might tweak it a little bit because maybe I wasn't super clear in this in the prompt here. But if you go over to where we are generating this, you can see that we have our tool generated. And essentially what we've done is chain together all of these different AI models to create this tool. So there's a bunch of cool things you can do here. You can see that this first AI model here has the first prompt that generated, which is summarize the following article in exactly 2 bullet points and create a 4-word title. Then it has a place for you to input that actual article. And then it says how it would like you to format it. If you want to change the formatting, you're welcome to do that. But it basically generates the prompt for you. It's feeding that into like an image generator for each one. And yeah, it has all of the different pieces. Now, before I even go and look through it all, if I want to test what this actually looks like, I can go ahead and run the box and I'll be able to see what it's actually generating. It by default generates like a default input, right? So like I haven't actually copy and pasted articles into this, but I think it just generates like a fake article that it will be basing everything off of. So you can actually see what that looks like. I think, you know, here it's like fake article it generated is like recent breakthroughs in quantum computing show promise for drug discovery. Researchers at MIT have developed a new quantum algorithm. But in any case, this is basically how you can test your tool so that people understand how it works and you understand how it works before you launch it. And then you can go tweak anything that you want to. And of course, you go change the style. I'm going to make this dark mode because I just like dark mode better. Dark mode and blue, I think it's kind of a cool look. You can go to your output section and see what type of document is actually going to be generated. Right now, nothing is showing up in here because it's currently working on generating all of the different pieces. You can see that below each section, as it generates it, it will populate below the actual AI model. So for that quantum computing article, like the output it generated was Quantum Leap in Medicine. That was the title. Then summary, MIT's new quantum algorithm speeds up molecular simulations by 1,000 times. The next bullet point is this breakthrough may accelerate drug development and lower costs. Now, if I'm like thinking about like the actual newsletters I see, usually the bullet points are like two or three sentences long. So I would just tweak that in the prompt here. I would say, you know, it says exactly two bullet points, but it doesn't say how many sentences. I say two bullet points of three sentences or two sentences. I'd probably go tweak that and then I could rerun this and generate and see what it's done next. You can also see that for that, as it finished that particular text thing, it then went and generated an image with it, which is this crazy like computer with quantum stuff on it. And now it's generating all of the other pieces. Now, as it generates each component of this newsletter, if you go to the output section, you can see that it's starting to actually the text, the audio file. It has like an audio file that like gives a summary of what's in here. And then it has all of the different pieces of what it's generating. Now, you might want to reorganize it, right? So maybe the images aren't like over top of the correct piece. So you can just drag and drop inside of this. And maybe we'll want like this little summary text to go right above the image that it correlates with. And maybe there's like a title that's going to get generated that we'll put up here. So anyways, there's all of the pieces. And this is like a general overview, but maybe we want this general overview to be like in a separate document because it's not the one that we want. So we go over to documents and we could create like an overview document and place it inside of this instead. And then this one has kind of all of that content that's been generated. And yeah, that is the tool. Then we would go and save this and we can use this repeatedly. So I'll show you once you actually click out of a tool that like that that's been built. I've built two of these newsletter generators. You can click on this run box button. And this is where you go and would actually it like every day if you wanted to input your information in here and have it generate something for you, you would do that here. You could see the three different articles and then you'd click run and it's actually going to go and generate the full tool for you here. And, you know, you can move to another tab and go do something different while it's generating this. You also have a history section. So every time that you run one of these tools, you can go back and view your history to see what was actually generated. And you can go see all of the different tools in your builder that you've made. And if you want to test out different AI models to see which ones are the best for different use cases, you can go and do that inside of the playground here as well. Those are kind of the three different components of these tools. If you want to just edit it again, you could just click on it. It's open to be able to be edited. And it kind of is pulled up just like this. You also, if you want to change the model that's running one of these things, so like if instead of GPT 4.1 Nano, I wanted to click and change that to be OpenAI GPT-5, you can do that. And if you want to attach different nodes or add different things, you can click and do all of that from in here. Okay, I am super excited about this. I'm excited to see what people are able to build with this. From that Vibe Builder, we're able to generate a newsletter creation tool, which can be tweaked and perfected. And I'll probably do tutorials on how to build some really useful tools in the near future. I'm super excited about the launch and the capabilities of what this platform is able to do. If you want to try it out, there's a link in the description and the website is aibox.ai. I would love to hear what you're able to build, whether you're creating documents for work or for your hobbies or for whatever else you're doing. Really excited. Let me know. I'll talk about them on the show if you send me a message over on LinkedIn of anything interesting that you built, and happy to give you a shout out as well. So thanks so much for joining the podcast today. Thank you so much for all of the people that have been here for the whole journey of AI Box. This is what I'm super excited about. This is really the reason I started the podcast in the beginning, was to help share what I'm building with AI Box. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.